Well, we had a bit of cricket poetry in the year that made me last hour from cricket writer and commentator Bharat Sundaresan. Bharat's a Red Room Poetry Month ambassador, and we've got some bonus poetry for Poetry Month today because we are now joined by one of Red Room's youth ambassadors, Arantxa Garcia Ferrand. And Arantxa was the national champion of the 2025 Australian Poetry Slam. So welcome, Arantxa, and congratulations.
Thank you, Julian. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, you're going to give us some poetry now as well. And I think we probably better give a bit of a warning before this one, because for some people, this is a topic which isn't the stuff necessarily of at least enjoyable poetry. This is a poem about the dentist. Is that right?
It is. It is the poem about the dentist.
Fantastic. Well, why don't you tell us the title and we'll brace ourselves for the poetry.
Amazing. So this is a dentist appointment. You lay back uncomfortable in a sterile chair, counting clock beats, heartbeats till end of session. He hovers above like falcon or maybe vulture, picking at the dead animal in your mouth. Carrion eater, he fills his plate with your decay. He talks statistics, studies about racial inequalities and oral hygiene practices, about how brown and black people, decaying birds in his hands, are more likely to suffer from diseases. He cites lack of access to quality practices, lack of proper education, no money to offer up their mouths for vulture feasts, no space on their tables for his metal plate. You don't know if anything he is saying is true. You don't know why he is telling you. What you do know is that you change your toothbrush every month because sometimes you scrub so hard bristles turn split hairs, that your mouth turns roadkill, ant-filled, sun-bleached. Words you thought you choked back lie in wait till you scrub their corpses out. That you still have cavities waiting for morning to come. What you do know is that his fingers, white-gloved, dig between your crooked teeth, drain stopper appendages halting spiraling responses, bite backs. He goes too far and you gag. He apologizes, so it's like nothing happened. It's like no thing ever happens. You've never swallowed therapy, but wonder if it all tastes the same. Feels like white gloves poking and gagging and sucking out bone marrow and twisting each word you vomit into a statistic about brown people and the percentage of your pain your dentist tells you to book another appointment in 3 months' time. And to stop scrubbing your gums raw. He licks his plate clean and offers no cup to spit out what he's left behind.
That was Dentist Appointment by Arantxa Garcia Ferrand. Arantxa, might be time to get a new dentist.
Yeah. So too.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. And I've got to say, the phrase "the dead animal in your mouth," I think that phrase might revisit me in some darker hours than Sunday morning.
Oh, so sorry, Julian.
So tell us about your personal story and how you got into slam poetry.
Yeah, so I started slam poetry probably around 4 years ago. It was like just after COVID. So, you know, everyone in their houses going on some very strange internet, you know, rabbit holes. And I found this really unique art form that I was just really drawn to. And so I started looking around in my local scene and found there was actually like quite an exciting poetry kind of, slam poetry scene in my area. So I started going to the open mics, the competitions, and it was just wild to me how like welcoming and inviting the community was. So
yeah, I mean, the slam poetry scene in Australia is absolutely fantastic and been a real driver of, you know, great literary talent as well in this country. Were you already a poet before you discovered slam poetry, Arantxa?
No, not at all. I was a bit of a reader, maybe, you know, wrote things here and there, but not nearly as much as I am now, definitely.
Yeah, right. So do you tell us about the experience of performing poetry in a slam poetry event and how you feel that compares to, you know, the more solo contemplative act of writing poetry alone.
Yeah. Well, we have this like joke in our scene that like slam poets, we're pretty much like the rock stars of the poetry world. Like,
absolutely.
It's definitely more of like a bit more of a thrill, I would say. Because obviously in your performance, it's less just about reciting your poem and more about inviting the audience to experience that moment with you. It's more instant and like more focused on the theatrical performance side of things as opposed to just purely, you know, reciting, which can be beautiful on its own. But I feel like slam poetry tends to be a bit more exciting in a way.
Mm-hmm. Have you performed dentist appointment at a slam?
I have actually, yeah.
How did it go?
Yeah, it was interesting because that night was a bit of an experimental night. We had a jazz band behind us and they did wonderful doing the score as well, improvising the score behind the poem. And yeah, it was received quite well, which I was very happy with.
Fantastic. Well, maybe you should tee up that jazz band and take them to your next dentist appointments as well. Might make things go better. and how's your poetry month been, Aranta?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, it's Red Room Poetry, which runs all the events throughout the month. They're fantastic with their curation and everything that they put on. Some really just exciting workshops and daily prompts and all of these events that really keep you engaged throughout the month. I wish they did it throughout the entire year, to be honest, but... Yeah.
Well, I'm sure for some people every month is Poetry Month, and you're clearly one of those. Did you, were you aware, I gather you came to Australia from Peru. Were you aware of the poetry scene and the slam poetry scene in Peru?
You know what? Last year I did a little bit of research, and there does seem to be a bit of a poetry scene up there as well, which I think slam poetry is quite
global. Pretty global, yeah.
Yeah, it's reached quite a few corners of the world. So definitely next time I visit, I'd be curious to see what they're up to as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning. And thank you for dentist appointment. I'm not sure what the stats are going to be on dental visits in the next few days from Sunday Extra listeners, but it's been great speaking with you on the program today.
Thank you so much, Julian. Same to you.
And Aranta Garcia Ferrand is the 2025 national champion in the Australian Poetry Slam and one of Red Room Poetry's youth ambassadors.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.